You're listening to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on racesontheweb.com.
Hello, world. Welcome to another edition of the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular heard here on racesontheweb.com. And we're not wasting any time tonight. Our first guest, Ari, on the hotline, and we really appreciate him taking some time out of a very busy schedule. He was your USAC National Midget Car Series feature winner over at the Four Crown Nationals. Jerry Coons Jr. joining us on the line. Jerry, thank you for taking time out to join us.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
First off, well, I want to congratulate you on the big win over at Eldora on Saturday. You did start on the front row, but it definitely was not easy.
Oh, you know, it's, unfortunately, the racetrack might have not, been in the greatest condition with two nights of racing. All three features were worn off the front row, but it's never easy at Eldora. Let me tell you, there could be no race cars on the racetrack, and that place is still tough. And it was probably as tough as it's been in a long time, I think, the way that we, pretty much the cushion was gone. It wasn't even much of a cushion through the middle of the corner, and definitely a little bit treacherous that night.
Now, I've heard you talk in the press conferences before at the Four Crown about how much it means to you to win there, because it took you so long to get good there. Why is that place so much more challenging to learn than, let's say, a lot of the other places USAC races at?
Oh, it's just a difficult racetrack. I mean, the shape, you just happen to run on the wall all the time like it gets, and kind of the shape. I was very comfortable at Belleville and loved Belleville, and a lot of people compare Belleville to Eldora, but, Belleville is so round, and Eldora is so fast, it looks round, but yet you still got to set the car in the corners. I mean, you still got to get the car turned, where Belleville you run real straight. And I always had a hard time of, overdriving the car or not driving the car in hard enough, or I just never was able to find that balance of my keeping the momentum up and at the same time where to bend the car and set the car. And so it just, for some reason, was just that much more difficult to me. It's just that much more intimidating. And I was not good at Eldora. I was not good at all for a long time at Eldora.
And you've obviously overcome that. And another thing I noticed, too, is I was kind of looking at your statistics and stuff, and you've had really long relationships with all three of your USAC car owners at this point. What do you think it is about you, maybe? Is it your feedback or maybe your manner and how you deal with the teams? But you've managed to keep those relationships intact, where a lot of teams and drivers seem to split up, break up, go their ways, not even make it through a full season.
Well, I think it's just the relationship, I guess, that I've built with the teams. And, I've always tried to be, the type of driver that, goes to the races to do a job, but at the same time, you got to have fun doing it. And I think that's the key thing, is just having fun, not getting too upset, too worked up over, if certain things happen. Just kind of try to have a good attitude and have fun with it. And then that's what, even though we're all very competitive and we all want to win races, we all want to win championships, but the bottom line is, it's a job to me. That's my paycheck. But the whole reason everybody gets into it is for the fun of it. And you just gotta enjoy it.
He also multitasks really well, too, obviously. So with one thing I wanted to ask you about, too, the National Driver of the Year, something new with the United States Auto Club this year. You're currently sitting third in that standings right now. What do you think of that program?
Well, I think it's a great program. Like with everything, there's got to be a balance between the drivers and the car owners, and, a lot of the car owners may not like it very much, but, we need the few of us that are able to run all three divisions and, to make a living at doing this. We get compared a lot to the World of Outlaws, and those guys race 100 races a year and make hundreds of thousands of dollars, as, the top guys do, and we race 100 races a year and are nowhere close to what those guys make. So, I think it's a great thing for the drivers. It's something for us to shoot for, and you know, there's a lot of different goals for it. It's not just that. It's to build, you know, the long term is to build USAC and build its name. I mean, you don't see, you know, all the other series have a compete thing, if you will, where Steve Kinzer isn't racing somewhere the night before a World of Outlaw race. And it's to build the brand of the World of Outlaws, and that's somewhat of, you know, that's part of the goal that USAC's trying to do, is build the USAC brand and you know, get it to where if somebody wants to see the Dave Darlins, the Tracy Hines, and, you know, those guys, the Brian Clausens, that they've got to go to a USAC race to see those guys race. And so the long-term goal is to, you know, get us a little bit, you know, on the loyal side where we can do that, and then as a whole, USAC builds its brand and, you know, can maybe the ticket prices can, you know, the purses can increase, the, you know, hopefully the ticket prices don't have to increase a whole lot, but yet the amount of fans going to the USAC races increases.
And he is one, also, as why I remark, one of the smartest guys in the pit area, and that answer proves exactly why. One other thing I wanted to touch on is, what do you have lined up for overseas this year? You're always a driver of the tackle, New Zealand or Australia. Do you have any plans for that as soon as our season ends?
Yeah, plan on going to New Zealand again. I've been fortunate enough to hook up with a gentleman down there, Danny Lindich, who Danny owned cars for Sleepy Trip many years ago. If you've ever seen Sleepy in the three car, it was a car that raced here in the United States as well. And Danny's been very good to me the last 2 years. And so I go down and race for him at Western Springs there in Auckland, New Zealand. And we race four races. And just a lot of fun to go down there. And the bad part of it, they kind of changed the dates of it to their popular racing time is over the Christmas vacation, the Christmas holiday and stuff. So, you know, I got to leave a few days before Christmas and gone for a couple weeks. But, you know, it's just, you know, it's a fun trip. It's a good trip. And obviously, it's, you know, since it's my job, it is a pretty good income as I go down there as well. But it's, you know, a lot of fun to go down there.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to do something that I know I do something that I love for a living. And it's when you're lucky enough to do that, it makes all the difference in the world. One thing I wanted to touch on, a couple more questions. You have a couple Silver Crown races left, and of course the big midget race this weekend. And then there's going to be a gap in the schedule. Are you going to have any races in that gap between the midget race this weekend and the two Silver Crown races and before everybody heads west? Or is that pretty much going to be your only downtime?
Yeah, pretty much we've got, like you said, we've got the Gold Crown this weekend at Granite City, and then we go to, I guess, Terre Haute, the Silver Crown races the weekend after that. I'll go run the Kokomo Clash, which is, I think a Friday night at Kokomo Speedway. They have, well, I think over the weekend they run every division that they have, but run a midget and sprint car then. Then we're off to, I guess, Toledo. And, For the last Silver Crown race, and then set it out west first week in November, and have races out in November every weekend in November out west. So it really doesn't slow down a whole lot.
I was going to say, what's the long? You probably don't even have more than a week or two without a race.
Generally, maybe a couple weeks. Probably after Chili Bowl, you know, I'll leave. Like I said, we'll race all the way through November, and then. Oh, the weekend before Christmas, there's been a midget race. There might be, from what I'm hearing, I think Power Eye may be putting on a race indoors at DeCoin the weekend before Christmas. So, plan on running that and head to New Zealand. Yeah, come back for Chili Bowl. And I guess after Chili Bowl is probably the most time that I have off.
And that's probably good when you're racing for a living. So, and that brings me to the last question here, which is with Sam, with one of our listeners, Joe in Coldwater, wants to know, what's the last or most unique regular job you had before you went racing for a living?
I've had a couple different. I was actually an outside sales rep for Napa Auto Parts in Tucson. That was back before I, you know, back in 96, 97, and I quit that to come back to Indiana and pursue my racing career. I've actually have my insurance adjuster's license for property. I've done my stepfather is an adjuster, and I've worked with him quite a few times, actually, through the winter time when I'm not racing. Back when I didn't race quite as much in the winter time, I would do, some storms. I'd go to North Carolina, work either an ice storm or a hurricane, something like that. I'd go down there and work. I've done some work in California on some earthquake stuff. So it wasn't full time, but I did quite a bit of that in the off season. So that's probably been my last regular gig.
I thought that was kind of an interesting question. We don't get many non-racing questions from the fans, so it was kind of cool to have that center. Well, Jerry, I really appreciate you taking out some time, and wish the family well, and good luck this weekend over at Tri-City.
Yeah, appreciate it. Hope we get a lot of fans turn out for that. It's always a good show, and look forward to that being in a sprint car as well, and I think sprint car racing is going to be pretty good, too. So
are you driving for Hawkins or somebody else over there?
No, driving for Steve and Carla Phillips. They're have a 71P car here in Indianapolis. I've been driving for them on some local stuff, and actually Steve I've known for a long time. Used to work for Rick Stewart Fabricating out in Phoenix, so I've known Steve since back in the mid-80s, so kind of fun to get hooked back up with him. He moved out to Indiana about 10 or 15 years ago, so.
Well, good deal. We'll let you get back on the road here with the family, and enjoy your evening.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, Jerry Coombs Jr. taking some time out to join with us. I've always enjoyed talking to Jerry in the pit area, and it's interesting. I've seen him mostly at the sprint car races, and Jerry is one of the most well thought out, most intelligent drivers I talk to all year. In fact, I purposely seek him out in the pit area because he's one of the guys. I always say I learn something when I talk to people, and he's definitely one of those people that I always learn something when I talk to him. So we got off to a flying start, so we're going to have to take a break right now. But when we come back, we've got a lot more on the show, tons of guests, some taped interviews from last weekend. So we have a lot to get through, so let's get these commercials out of the way, and we will be right back with the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular here on racesontheweb.com.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at engineproparts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro. Race teams, take advantage of the 2010 Maximizer program courtesy of Maxim Chassis. Visit racemaxims.com and report any feature when utilizing a Maxim chassis on racemaxims.com within 3 days of the event, and you will receive a $25 gift certificate and a feature when decal. You will also be entered in a drawing for a free 2010 Maxim Racer Kit. Maxim Chassis, made in the USA. Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at rocketheaders.com.
TJ Buffenbarger here for Goodyear Tires. When traveling to races all over the country, my car is equipped with Goodyear Triple Tread technology to give me great performance in all kinds of weather conditions. Goodyear is also the official tire of the World of Outlaws, All-Star Circuit of Champions, Knoxville Raceway, and the 50th Knoxville Nationals. When traveling to the racetrack, do it on the wings of Goodyear.
Welcome back to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on racesontheweb.com.
Well, that was a great way to kick off the show, Jerry Coombs Jr. Of course, he is going to be in action at the Tri-City Speedway, the Gold Crown Midget Nationals. midgets and sprint cars over there. Big 3-day show, 15,000 to win. If you're in the area in Pontoon Beach, Illinois, or even if you're not, drive on out and see it, which kind of leads us into what's happening.
The latest dirt.
The latest dirt going on right now. Had a chance to talk to Tony Visionato from the World of Outlaws, as I stumble over his name after practicing it 3 times earlier today. About the battle with the World of Outlaw Championship, of course, with Joey Saldana's nasty crash on Friday at Eldora Speedway that caused him to miss Saturday's race at Lernerville Speedway. And Brad Sweet filled in for Saldana, which makes kind of an interesting scenario. You have Myers, Kinzer, Saldana, and Schatz kind of all battling for the championship there. And the driver's part of the standings. However, there's another part to the story. There's the car owner championship. Hasn't been discussed quite as much. But with Sweet filling in for Saldana, the Casey Kane Racing number 9 team is only 24 points away from Elite Racing's first position in the points. Also, Casey Kane Racing's number 91 team, which is Sweet has also filled in for, along with Paul McMahon, for the injured Cody Dara, who's appeared on this show in the past. They're sitting in 5th in the owner standings. And also the R19 car is in 8th. So there's also some races there. So keep an eye on the owner point standings, not just the driver standings. There is the possibility we could have a driver and car owner champion this year. Of course, you mentioned the Gold Truck Crown Midget Nationals. It's fall, so there's tons of big races. The American Sprint Car Series National Tour is going to be at West Memphis, Arkansas, over at the Riverside International Speedway for 2 nights. Second night, 50-lap affair with a big purse on the line. We're going to focus on some ASCS stuff next week. We got a couple things in the works. We're going to have a very ASCS-centric show next week, kind of like this week's show is non-wing-centric, which we'll get to in a little bit. The Midwest Sprint Car Series also has the City of Lawrenceburg Nationals, $10,000 to win at that beautiful facility, Lawrenceburg, Indiana. And get over there if you have a chance. If you haven't been to Lawrenceburg yet, beautiful. The place is just absolutely amazing. And if you like to gamble, you can just walk across the street. Unfortunately, I probably made my race trip last time over there a little more expensive than what I needed, but maybe your trip to the races will be more profitable than mine was at Lawrenceburg. And then also at Eldora Speedway, my likely destination, we still haven't decided exactly where we're going yet, but over at Eldora Speedway, the Sprint-tacular brought to you by the University of Northwest Ohio, winged 410, 360, and 305 sprint cars. Nothing else on the card. How awesome is that? You might see some drivers doing double. I wonder if anyone's going to try doing triple duty. There's got to be somebody out there that wants to make an end-of-the-season paycheck or get in sprint car one more time. Maybe someone can hook up with a 305 driver, do the triple. We're joking with Randy Hannigan about doing it at the Canadian Nationals, and he had forgotten the 305 sprint cars were there, and you could see the wheels turning in his head like, maybe I could get away with doing this. But Hannigan indicated he's going to be there in 2 classes. I know Kyle Sauter's bunch will likely be there in 2 classes. There's a bunch of cars. It's going to be a neat deal, not only just to see who's going to be in the 410 class. That's going to be kind of a wild card. Also the 360, but who might be jumping between 2 and 3 divisions should be a really fun program. So that's what's happening in the racing world within this week.
Dirt.
And this is what we've got coming up on the rest of the show. Scheduled to join us on the Rocket Headers Hotline will be Blake Fitzpatrick. The West Terre Haute, Indiana native, scored his first USAC win this year. He's currently the Midwest Sprint Car Series point leader. So he's going to try and join us here. We're going to see if we can get a hold of him. Also, Jason Adams from the Midwest Sprint Car Series. He's going to talk about that City of Lawrenceburg Nationals coming up. It's their final point event. We'll kind of get his thoughts on the year with the Midwest Sprint Car Series and what might be happening there in the future. And then kind of a neat taped interview we did last Saturday. Brian Grubach clinching the Engine Pro ASCS Sprints on Dirt presented by ARP Championship. So we taped an interview of Grubach, and the reason we had to tape it, Grubach is a lumberjack by trade, and he started work about 4 hours ago. So he works during the show, so we wanted to make sure to catch him. So we got not only him, but we also got his car owner, Jim Wolfield. And Jim's an interesting cat. He's been around for a long time. Of course, a lot of our Ohio friends have seen Jim race for a very long time. He didn't necessarily race around Michigan that much early, you know, in, during his career. He always traveled on looking for different competition here and there, and later on has become a car owner. Of course, he got in the car last year one time and drove, but he's primarily a car owner. And he took on Ryan Grubaugh. And his dad also used to own midgets, like back in the midget heyday, like when, you know, just after World War II when midget car racing blew up. His dad had some very prominent midgets around the Motor City area. So there's a guy that's seen some history, and he has some pretty poignant things to say in his taped interview. So that's the show for tonight, and it should be a good one. So we're going to take another break. We're going to try to get one of our guests on the line and keep things rolling. You're listening to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular here on RacesOnTheWeb.com.
Be entered in a drawing for a free 2010 Maxim Racer Kit. Maxim chassis, made in the USA. Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at rocketheaders.com.
TJ Buffenbarger here for Goodyear Tires. When traveling to races all over the country, my car is equipped with Goodyear Triple Tread technology to give me great performance in all kinds of weather conditions. Goodyear is also the official tire of the World of Outlaws, All-Star Circuit of Champions, Knoxville Raceway, and the 50th Knoxville Nationals. When traveling to the racetrack, do it on the wings of Goodyear.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at engineproparts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
Race teams, take advantage of the 2010 Maximizer program courtesy of Maxim Chassis. Visit racemaxims.com and report any feature when utilizing a Maxim chassis on racemaxims.com within 3 days of the event, and you will receive a $25 gift certificate and a feature win decal. You will also be entered in a drawing for a free 2010 Maxim Racer Kit. Maxim chassis, made in the USA. Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at rocketheaders.com.
Welcome back to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on RacesOnTheWeb.com.
Well, keeping the show moving right along here, our next guest scored his very first USAC National Sprint Car win during the EverTough Indiana Sprint Week at the Tri-State Speedway. He is also your current point leader with the Midwest Sprint Car Series going into the City of Lawrenceburg Nationals this weekend at the Lawrenceburg Speedway. And are you even 20 yet, Blake?
No, I'm not 20 yet.
Well, welcome, Blake Fitzpatrick, to the show, man. 19 years old, man, and accomplished all of that. And for people that don't know, you started racing quarter midgets, Kenyan midgets, and 600s. What did the Kenyan midget teach you that has allowed you to jump into the sprint car and after a couple of years have this kind of success?
Well, you know, it's a Kenyan car is a lot different because it's on asphalt, but, you know, just basic stuff, you know, something how to be smooth and, because it's pavement and dirt, really just something how to be smooth on, you know, just trying to catch the cars.
And you've managed to accomplish a lot this year. You've won at Lincoln Park Speedway. The Sprint Week win was huge, and now leading the points. That brings me to an interesting question. Going into Lawrenceburg this weekend, and it is $10,000 to win, but you still only have a 15-point lead over Chase Stockton. Are you going in point racing? Are you going in going for the 10 grand and just hoping the points work themselves out, or how are you approaching that?
I'll go for the 10 grand. You know, it'd be nice to win the points too, but I've never been a points racer. I'd rather go for the 10 grand and, it's a lot bigger prize. So.
I would agree with that. I think I could hear the fans get home going, yeah. I agree with that. So. So you've been doing the sprint cars now for a couple of years, and it's really seemed to click this year, especially. We had burned off the win list. What has elevated your program this year to take that next step?
Well, a lot of it has to do with Bobby Jones helping us out the past couple of years. I got a little better last year, and then this year we've got a new car now, and Bobby just really helped me, you know, with the, you know, teach me about the cars and, you know, how to drive them and all that. And, you know, with all his help, we've been able to, accomplish a lot this year, so.
That's pretty neat. Now, are you a driver that prefers the larger tracks more or the bull rings? That question came from Scott in Ohio. He wants to know if you like the bigger tracks or the bull rings better.
I like the bull rings. I don't have a lot of experience on the big half miles. But, you know, I've raced Terre Haute a few times. I like that track. But, you know, I've just raced a lot more on the bull ring, so I like that as of right now.
Another user wants to know, they saw you win at Columbus, thought that was cool. Are you going to do any indoor racing this winter?
I don't have anything planned, but, you know, if I could find something to do, you know, something to drive, I'd be more than happy to race. You know, I like to race anytime I can, so I don't have anything planned right now, though, so hopefully something comes along.
And we were discussing over the break that you're going to be making your first trip to the West Coast this year. Are you looking forward to that?
Well, I'm pretty excited about it. We Bubby's been, you know, lived out there for a long time, and he knows all about Paris, so he knows he'll have the hot setup, so all I got to do is show up and drive, so hopefully that's pretty well.
So I got to ask, you can't, like we mentioned, your upbringing through the racing ladder. What made you want to go sprint car racing?
Ever since I was a little kid, I went on Terre Haute and watching the sprint cars on the action track, and, you know, that's just, I always wanted to do that. So, you know, when I got old enough and I won enough races in the lower ranks, we decided that was the next step. And, you know, it's not only sprint car racing so popular here in Indiana, it's just, you know, why do anything else other than that?
Oh, man, this kid's good. He's already just 19 years of age. Blake Fitzpatrick joining us. Family-owned team, and I notice you're carrying a very familiar crest at times at that First National Bank. How cool is it to have that with all the race cars that have been over the years from Terre Haute with that on it?
Oh, that's pretty cool. You know, I've seen racing pictures from the 70s and 80s, and, you know, way back they had the Terre Haute First symbol on them, and, you know, Don Smith from Terre Haute First, he's really helped us out a lot in the past couple of years, so, you know, just to help us out and to wear that crest on the car, it's pretty cool.
And what would that NSCS championship mean to you and your family? I'm sure that would just be put you over the moon just a couple years into your sprint car career.
Yeah, my dad, he wanted to win it pretty bad. We all want to win it, but, you know, at first, at the beginning of the year, we weren't really planning on running the whole thing, but, you know, I started out the year with 4 DNFs. So we really came on strong here as of late. and you know, put ourselves in the right position, and you know, we're right back in the points battle. So you know, hopefully we can finish it off at Lawrenceburg.
And how do you feel about going into Lawrenceburg this weekend? That's a very zippy little racetrack. It's a little different than most of the other Indiana tracks because of its size and its banking. What's the trick to getting around that place?
Well, you know, you kind of gotta sack up, I guess. It's a pretty fast track. We've been really fast there a lot this year, and you know, been leading and blew a right rear tire. Been leading, I crashed one time. So I'm pretty confident going into Saturday that we'll, you know, hopefully have a good run, maybe even win. So, you know, how it's a different track every night, so I don't really know any tricks to it. But, you know, we'll just see how it goes.
And I'm sure you have some people to thank that have made this year possible for you.
Oh, yeah, I really want to thank Don Smith and Bubby Jones and Jake Argo. I also want to thank my dad. I've crashed a lot this year, so, you know, he's paying the bills, so. We keep on rolling.
Yeah, it's always nice to thank the guy paying the bills, especially when the race car doesn't go on the trail on its own. So, but hopefully there's no more of that. And Blake, we wish you all the best of luck this weekend going into the championship. And hopefully, if things work out, we'll get to talk to you again a little bit this winter during our Parade of Champions.
Oh yeah, that'd be nice.
All thank you very much, Blake. Have a good evening.
All right, thanks for having me.
All right, that's Blake Fitzpatrick. I met this young man back with the Rumble Series indoors, and him and his family, just great people, and ran into him again at Eldora a few years ago, and just kind of followed his career, and it's really neat that they're leading that championship. Couple of neat young guys. Hopefully someone we're hoping to have on later in the season. Can't get everybody in at once. We want to get Chase Stockton on later, but him and Chase, a couple of the real young up-and-coming drivers that are going to be racing for a championship at Lawrenceburg on Saturday. And we'll touch on that a little more when Jason's on the show. But it's time for another quick break. Hopefully just one cycle through the commercials this time. I won't get too chatty on the phone. When we come back, we're going to have our taped interview. Ron Grubaugh and his car owner, Jim Woolfield. We're going to have to hear what they had to say following winning the Engine Pro ASCS Sprint Under, presented by ARP Championship. You're listening to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular here on racesontheweb.com. Stay tuned.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at engineproparts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
Race teams, take advantage of the 2010 Maximizer program courtesy of Maxim Chassis. Visit racemaxims.com and report any feature when utilizing a Maxim chassis on racemaxims.com within 3 days of the event, and you will receive a $25 gift certificate and a feature when decal. You will also be entered in a drawing for a free 2010 Maxim Racer kit. Maxim Chassis, made in the USA.
Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at rocketheaders.com.
TJ Buffenbarger here for Goodyear Tires. When traveling to races all over the country, my car is equipped with Goodyear Triple Tread technology to give me great performance in all kinds of weather conditions. Goodyear is also the official tire of the World of Outlaws, All-Star Circuit of Champions, Knoxville Raceway, and the 50th Knoxville Nationals. When traveling to the racetrack, do it on the wings of Goodyear.
You're listening to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on racesontheweb.com.
another stellar program underway. Season's starting to wind down, but we're just getting cranked up. Welcome back to the TJ Slyways Open Wheel Spectacular here on RacesOnTheWeb.com. Once again, as we say every week, you can always interact with us. Radio at TJSlyways.com, the TJ Slyways fan page on Facebook, and on Twitter at TJ Slyways. With that, this past Saturday, had a chance to announce the season finale over at I-96 Speedway for the Engine Pro ASCS Sprints on Dirt presented by ARP. It was a neat program. Great race on that new 3/8-mile track. Have to give the track crew a lot of credit. That track is really neat. A lot of people were skeptical, and I know myself included, we're all going to miss the half-mile races because I don't foresee, it's nothing official, but I don't foresee them going back on that big track with sprint cars. But at the same time, that's a really neat program they have over that racetrack. Very zippy, very racy. I'd love to see a World Outlaw show on that track. That would be incredible. But a great show over there. And looking forward to seeing how that track races in the future. We might be seeing some more sprint car races over there. We'll have to see how that all shakes out. But, of course, Ryan Grubaugh secured that championship. And then immediately following, we had a chance to talk to Grubaugh for a minute. Short interview, but a really neat one with your champion, Ryan Grubaugh. Here it is.
Let's talk about this first. How close was that in turn two?
Oh, it was kind of scary close. I mean, I jumped the cushion there and got over that little berm, and the dust went flying up and under my shield, and I thought I was in the fence for sure, but I was glad to pull it out, and then the caution came on, and I got my spot back, so it worked out good.
And could you believe once you came around, it was the 49T sitting there?
Yeah, that was a big sigh of relief there. Then I knew I could just let it hang out for the rest of the race and try to get up there and challenge these guys for the victory.
And now that it's all over, what does it mean?
Oh, it's starting to sink in now. It's nice to get my name on the list with all the, you know, great Michigan drivers, and it's definitely a nice privilege to have my name on that sheet.
And I'm sure you got some people to thank.
Yeah, first off, I need to thank my car owner, Jim Wolfield. He brought me a new car, new motor, and thank my crew, Terry and Robert, and Ron, my dad, for supplying the motor and stuff before we got in the Jim's ride.
And of course, you have that Roush Yates Ford motor. You just won a championship with it. What do you think of that Ford engine?
I don't have anything bad to say about it. Plus, we got it running, and it's been fast every time we got on the racetrack.
All right, that's Ryan Grubaugh, your 2010 Sprint Thunder champion.
The God of Sod.
Yep, Brett's title has been taken over. Our esteemed co-host that is still on absence of leave, we'll call it like that. I don't know if it's that or microphone probation or what it is at this point, but when he has time, he's going to come back. But unfortunately, his sound drop has been turned over to him, and not only Jim Wolfield.
The God of Sod.
I actually like that one a little bit better. But Jim also. I wanted to talk to Jim because he's been doing this for a very long time, and Jim's won some races and stuff, but this championship, you could tell afterwards, once he thawed out, that is pretty chilly, and it meant quite a bit for him. So here's what Jim had to say following the race.
Jim Wolfield, what does it mean to be the car owner of the champion this year?
Well, I looked around last year at all the drivers. I needed somebody to drive this year, and I picked Ryan. I think I sure picked the right guy. You don't call Mr. Excitement for nothing. And it's like Roger Penske said, it's easier to take a driver and slow him down than to get one to go faster.
Did your heart skip a couple beats when you went up and turned two there?
Oh, it was skipping a beat about every other lap. He was Mr. Excitement again tonight, but he pulled it off, and he was trying hard for a second.
And, of course, you scored the championship with the Roush Yates Ford engine, too. That's got to be a big thing in your book.
Yeah, I've always been partial to Fords, and when they came out with this engine, I decided I'd better get one.
Your family's been involved with racing for a long time, and you drove for a long time. Where does this accomplishment rank in your career, racing from beginning to end?
Well, it's in the top three or four, that's for sure.
All right. Jim Wolfield, your car owner champion for 2010.
The God of Sod.
Yeah, that's right. Those are two Gods of Sod for the year. Of course, the season-ending awards banquet coming up in November at the Firekeepers Casino, and seems appropriate. You can win your point money and then spend it all in the same place. So it'll be interesting to see how many people put all their money. I'm going to put my money on the red, too, because it seems to win almost all the time at the Sod races. Howdy, har, har. So that's our interviews with the champ, and we mentioned that close call in turn two. At one point, there's a wall on the backstretch of that quarter-mile racetrack, and Grubaugh came about as close from knocking it down that you can get without actually making contact with it. And you heard him say that the dust came over his shield. It's not the only other weird thing that happened Saturday night. Joe Barris told me for a couple laps, his contacts fell out. I've never heard of that happening before, but he was actually driving. His contact came out. He couldn't see. Blinked a little bit, got it back in, and kept on going. Very strange night over at the I-96 Speedway. So we're going to take another break, and when we come back, we're going to have some more Lawrenceburg talk with racing Jason Adams in the Midwest Sprint Car Series. You're listening to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular here on racesontheweb.com.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at engineproparts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
Race teams, take advantage of the 2010 Maximizer program courtesy of Maxim Chassis. Visit racemaxims.com and report any feature when utilizing a Maxim chassis on racemaxims.com within 3 days of the event, and you will receive a $25 gift certificate and a feature win decal. You will also be entered in a drawing for a free 2010 Maxim Racer kit. Maxim Chassis, made in the USA.
Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at rocketheaders.com.
T.J. Buffenbarger here for Goodyear Tires. When traveling races all over the country, my car is equipped with Goodyear Triple Tread technology to give me great performance in all kinds of weather conditions. Goodyear is also the official tire of the World of Outlaws, All-Star Circuit of Champions, Knoxville Raceway, and the 50th Knoxville Nationals. When traveling to the racetrack, do it on the wings of Goodyear.
Welcome back to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on racesontheweb.com.
Welcome back to our Tuesday night extravaganza here from Wyoming, Michigan, in the TJ Slideways studio. Once again, if you have questions, radio at tjslideways.com, the TJ Slideways fan page on Facebook and Twitter at TJ Slideways. You can probably get us via Carrier Pigeon as well. Just make sure it stays outside. Next guest on the Rocket Headers Hotline is the coordinator, czar, announcer, and everything Midwest Sprint Car Series. Racing Jason Adams returns to the program. I think, Jason, you're the first series guy we've had as a second guest, so welcome back to the show.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
And you have a very, very big weekend coming up over at Lawrenceburg Speedway.
Our season finale at Lawrenceburg, the Lawrenceburg Fall Nationals, $10,000 to win, 40 laps. It's going to be a good race, TJ.
Yeah, I was going to say, the big money on the line and the championship on the line. We had one of the contenders on earlier, Blake Fitzpatrick. And what's neat is you've got two of the really young up-and-coming stars in the sprint car world in the Hoosier State that are going for a championship on Saturday.
Yeah, TJ, actually our top three in points are only separated by 27 points. So it's a who's who, and any of the top three could actually win the championship. depending on their outcome at Lawrenceburg.
Yeah, that's a really neat deal. And not only that, with the $10,000 to win, should be a good car count over there and a nice little program over at Lawrenceburg. How have things been going with the MSCS this season? How's 2010 shaped out, shaking down for you?
2010 has been a great year for the Midwest Sprint Car Series. We cut back the scheduling a little bit this year due to the economy. We cut back a few races, 12 races on the schedule, a lot of great tracks. We've been to Terre Haute, Bloomington. We've been to Lawrenceburg once already. Been to Tri-State Speedway, which is our home track, several times. Tom and Laura Selkirk do an awesome job there. Great bosses, too. And we did the first annual Chuck Amati Classic at Paragon Speedway, and ironically, that was 68 laps to feature, one lap to celebrate every year Chuck Amati was with us.
And that's a really neat deal. Was that event successful enough, do you think, to return next year?
I believe so. Talking to Keith Ford, he was very happy. We had, I don't know the exact car count, but I know we were in the 40s for car count, and Chris Windham ended up picking up the win that night, and he was very elated in victory lane and a lot of good racing all year long. Can't talk enough about Blake Fitzpatrick. You said he had him on earlier. Blake picked up an MSCS win. He's picked up some wins at some local tracks, but if anybody doesn't know anything about John Stanborough, I mean, this guy's kicking some tail down here in the state of Indiana.
Well, that's right.
He's got five MSCS wins just this year.
That's where I was going next with this. With 10 grand on the line, I imagine Mr. Stanborough is salivating, waiting to get back with you guys again.
TJ, John Stanborough is the defending winner of the Lawrenceburg Nationals and our big 10,000 to win season finale. Just a quick note here. In five wins with the MSCS this year, John Stanborough has won $25,500.
That's not too bad at all there. So it's one thing, there's always
just
big,
five races.
Yeah, there's always some big money. That's one thing about your series. You do have some big races, and you also do some different things like the Chuck Amati 68 and stuff. You guys really do manage, you know, you mentioned you did cut back on your schedule, but you still manage to mix it up, and it's not just the same game every night. There's something a little bit different for the fans and the teams.
Exactly. And one thing, you know, you get talk to different drivers, no matter what you do, it's not right. We try to please everybody, but without fans, what a driver does doesn't matter. A lot of series go to passing points or have qualifying. We don't do either of that with the MSCS. We till draw. So, I mean, it's a blind draw. You draw, that's where you start. You want to start up front in the A main, pass some cars, put on a show for the fans, and earn your way into the A main, and the top two in every heat race we have redraw for a starting position in the A main. And that's one thing that I'm proud of with the MSCS this year. Going into Lawrenceburg, our hard charger for the A main is right now at 10 cars per show being passed. And, you know, to bring up Blake Fitzpatrick again, he has the highest hard charger award. He passed 17 cars at Tri-State Speedway down here in Hopstock back at the end of July for one of our 5,000 to win shows. But I mean, coming from the tail, he took a provisional, started 21st, finished fourth, passed 17 cars in 30 laps.
Wow, that is something else. And, of course, Lawrenceburg is a beautiful facility, though. If you were talking to somebody that's listening right now, might be on the fence about going, what would you tell them that would get them out to Lawrenceburg Speedway on Saturday night?
Big, fast racetrack, a lot of passing. Damian Gardner passed 16 cars in the A main for our MSCS finale at Lawrenceburg last year. Dave and Kim Rudisell do a great job promoting that racetrack. They're very fan friendly. They do a lot of trivia questions and give a lot of stuff away to the crowd. I know there's a lot going on this weekend race wise, but if you're on the fence, I'd definitely go because it's going to be one of the better races of the year.
And now this season's winding down, so that means we're already starting on next year a little bit. Is there anything shaking down yet for next year, or is it a little bit too early to talk about that?
We got some things in the works, nothing that I can really elaborate on, but there's definitely some things in the works. I'm pretty sure, I'm confident in saying we have a big weekend that we do in September, where we tie Bloomington Speedway and Tri-State Speedway together, and Bloomington is 5,000 to win, Tri-State is 10,000 to win. Stanborough swept that weekend here a few weeks back. And we get a lot of businesses, sprint car related, that jump on board with us. We had a lot of prizes. We had over $4,000 in prizes that drivers were eligible for that weekend. And that's kind of a neat deal. You don't have to win the race, and you're still going to take home some pretty neat stuff.
That's some really neat deals. Another great program that MSCS does. And, of course, Jason Adams from the Midwest Sprint Car Series joining us. And you mentioned that top three going into Lawrenceburg with the point championship. That means you probably have a banquet coming up as well.
We don't have a banquet.
Oh.
DJ, we do all of our awards at the season finale. We're looking into doing a banquet next year with just a handful of races. We just do a big ceremony presentation right there in Victory Lane at Lawrenceburg with our champion and our rookie of the year and everybody else that has trophies and prizes coming to them.
Well, that's cool. Another bonus for the fans, then. They get to partake in the victory celebration.
Exactly.
So, a really neat deal. Well, Jason, I know you're a real busy guy, but Saturday night over at Lawrenceburg Speedway, hopefully a few listeners will go out there and check it out.
I hope so.
Well, Jason, thank you for taking time out to join us, and have a safe trip this weekend.
Not a problem. Thank you, TJ.
Thank you, Jason. It's Jason Adams from the Midwest Sprint Car Series, and, man, that series, you know, for no more races than it is, it's really gaining some momentum, and they have some really good-paying deals. And it's, for a Southern Indiana guy, it's a great regional series. Seems to be gaining momentum every year. When your home track is Hobstadt, can't be all that bad of a deal. So we're going to take a quick break, and then you'll get my final thoughts for the evening, and then we'll be heading on out the door. You're listening to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on racesontheweb.com.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at engineproparts.com. It pays to know a pro, Engine Pro.
Race teams, take advantage of the 2010 Maximizer program courtesy of Maxim Chassis. Visit racemaxims.com and report any feature when utilizing a Maxim chassis on racemaxims.com within 3 days of the event, and you will receive a $25 gift certificate and a feature when decal. You will also be entered in a drawing for a free 2010 Maxim Racer kit. Maxim Chassis, made in the USA.
Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at rocketheaders.com.
TJ Buffenbarger here for Goodyear Tires. When traveling to races all over the country, my car is equipped with Goodyear Triple Tread technology to give me great performance in all kinds of weather conditions. Goodyear is also the official tire of the World of Outlaws, All-Star Circuit of Champions, Knoxville Raceway, and the 50th Knoxville Nationals. When traveling to the racetrack, do it on the wings of Goodyear.
Welcome back to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on racesontheweb.com.
Welcome back here to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular. Got to thank John Michael Marsh. He is our voiceover guy. He is the voice of God.
The God of Sod.
Not the God of Sod, actually, but he is the what we call the voice of God on our show. He does all of our voiceovers and stuff. And if you want to hire him, contact us, tj@tjslideways.com. We'll hook you up with John Michael Marsh. He does some incredible work, and he's been a family friend for years. And, man, he makes this show sound good because whatever I do to mess it up, at least during the breaks, sounds pretty decent. I wanted to send out a couple get-well-soon wishes. Glenn Stiers, our host over at Oswegan Speedway for the Canadian Sprint Car Nationals. Just had shoulder surgery yesterday, and shoulder was a little bit banged up, and says it's a lot better. He's going to be ready for racing in 2011, and I'm sure Glenn right now is hoping he's going to be ready to golf a lot sooner than that. And also, Jeff Bloom kind of took a rough ride over at the Berlin race on Saturday. Jeff checked out of the hospital the morning after. He's just sore, but I want to send our best wishes over to him as well. And on TJSlideways.com right now, our weekly poll question, who will win the 2010 Williams Grove National Open? Something we didn't touch on a whole lot with just a lot going on, and we didn't corner anyone for the Outlaws to be on, or the Posse. We sent some feelers out and didn't get anything in time, but PA Posse right now, or is the leader over the World of Outlaws, or a driver not associated with either. I'm going to make a bold prediction. I think the Outlaws, this sounds so weird, the World of Outlaws are going to pull the upset on Saturday night. I think we see a World of Outlaw driver in victory lane, as I hear things being thrown at me already from Pennsylvania, but a World of Outlaw driver is going to win the National Open. Just a gut feeling. Also, this weekend, or this past weekend, in case anyone wonders why USAC sanctions quarter midget races, over 240 entries. That's right, 240. Mudclod Bob reported that he has never seen the sea of campers for the Four Crown like he did over at Eldora this past weekend, and you figure all those people probably stuck around and watched the Four Crown too. So, it benefits everybody involved, and so if you ever wonder why they're messing around with quarter midgets and off-road races and stuff, well, sometimes thinking outside the box isn't necessarily a bad thing. That's what we're going to try to keep doing on here on Tuesday nights. I want to thank everyone who has been listening into our Tuesday show. I don't know if we're going to get a chance to do any more road shows this year. We're still working on a couple of things, but this past year I had a baby, and that kind of ate up the vacation time. So that's going to be a little more difficult to get out. We might try to do a Saturday morning show, maybe from the Toledo, on our way to the Toledo Speedway or something for the Silver Crown race or something. So there's a chance you might see Saturday, but otherwise we'll be right here on Tuesday. And a couple of neat features we have coming up once we get the voiceovers. Also want to mention a brand new sponsor, SprintCarClassifieds.com. Thank you for coming on board. The check showed up in the mail today. SprintCarClassifieds.com, the newest sponsor on TJSlideways.com. Their ad spot didn't get finished in time for the show, so I figured I'd give them a plug here at the end. The only Sprint Car dedicated classified site on the web, nothing but Sprint Cars. So head over there, SprintCarClassifieds.com. Great people to work with, TJ Lane and everyone there, working hard to make that new site a success, and they're our newest marketing partners. So welcome on board, welcome to the spectacular, and hopefully get you some money. So that's going to wrap up the show. I want to thank Jerry Coons Jr., Blake Fitzpatrick, Jason Adams, Ryan Grubaugh, and Jim Wolfield for being on the show tonight. We're off to Lawrenceburg, Eldora somewhere, probably Eldora, but you never know, and we'll pop in a racetrack near you. More show next week, so make sure to be back here on Tuesday, 7 o'clock. Thanks for listening, whether you're listening live or on the podcast, and have a good evening and a safe week. Make sure to get out the racetrack somewhere. Good night.
You've been listening to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on RacesOnTheWeb.com. Thanks for tuning in, and come back next week for your open wheel racing fix.